What makes you feel like you belong in this life? That you're not alone? Human beings, I think, are naturally social creatures, aren't we? We naturally gravitate towards groups, family, clan, tribe, or nation. And we see this in other areas of our lives, too. We readily identify with at least some athletic teams. We might not like others so much. We join civic clubs. We're members of political parties. And there are many other groups that we might think of. And even church. Church, I think, is a part of that basic instinct as well. It's part of the fabric of belonging, if you will. And Briarwood, of course, our slogan is that we are a family of faith in Jesus Christ. And within that family, we find even smaller groups to identify with. PW circles that are going to be meeting this week, for instance, or a Sunday school class, or any number of other groups. Thursday prayer group, for instance, or the First Friday free coffee group, or Backpack Buddies. All of these groups and associations make us feel that we belong to something that's bigger than we are, and that's important to us in this life. I think that those connections really contribute to a sense of well-being. They help to give meaning and purpose and identity to our lives. And they produce hope in us, too, hope for a good life in community. But above all of those human associations that we might think of fondly and with gratitude, above all those groupings and associations and connections, there is a greater and deeper sense of belonging that can be ours, too. It's greater and deeper because I think it's more basic. And it also goes even beyond this life, not only the associations we have now, but even into eternity. And so it encompasses our death and our lives beyond the grave. Yes, we belong to families and clans and tribes and nations and teams and clubs and parties and churches, but all of those are temporary and temporal, aren't they? There's a real truth that we are just passing through this life. When everything else is stripped away from us, is there something deeper, a deeper sense of belonging? And I think that's what this week's catechism question and our reading from Scripture gets at. It is that we belong to God. First and foremost, perhaps, we are creatures. Sometimes we forget about that as modern people who are a little lower than God, if you will, and the angels. But God is our creator. We are God's property, if you will. Although it's invisible, each one of us has a little tag, if you will, on them. And it stamps and it is stamped and reads, made by God. So each one of us has that imprimatur. As such, then, we belong really to the whole created universe. We're part of those good things that God's creative impulse brought into being in the very beginning of time. I think that's the most basic sense of belonging that transcends all the others. But belonging to God can go far, far beyond mere creaturehood. We can actually become children of God, and that's a marvelous thing. I love the way John describes it in John chapter 1 and verse 12. John is speaking of Jesus, and he says, "To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God." This is another sense of belonging, then. We become children of God by believing, by trusting in what the Lord has done for us in Jesus Christ. We say that Christ was born of Mary, that he lived a sinless life, and then offered that life to ransom us from sin and death and all that is evil in this world. And having freed us then from our threefold enemy, Jesus rose victorious from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, and from thence he prays for us and will come again. When a creature, someone who has that label that says made by God, when a creature trusts what God has done for him or her, that person then becomes a child of God, more than just a creature. So we're not just creatures stamped with the label made by God. We're issued a birth certificate, if you will, that reads child of God, and our names are written in the book of life. That birth certificate gives us hope in life and in death. We are confident that we belong to God, whatever may come. Paul describes this confidence for us also in Romans, but in an earlier chapter, chapter 8, a wonderful text, beginning in verse 35, he wrote, "Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." One of the great texts of the Bible. So I ask you today what the Catechism asks each one of us. What is your only hope in life and in death? And they provide us a sound answer, that we are not our own, but we belong body and soul, both in life and in death, to God and to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, that newfound sense of belonging, not just that we're creatures, but that we're children of God, that produces something in us. In fact, it creates an obligation, really. And Paul sums that up in four words from this morning's text that we just read. We are the Lord's. So belonging to God is a comfort, but it's also an obligation. Or as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 following, you are not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. Belonging then brings responsibility with it. Responsibility not just to embody our own wills, but to embody God's will. And I really liked what Dr. Tim Keller said about this, and I'll read from the devotion that I mentioned earlier in the announcements. He describes this new dynamic that comes with belonging to God. This is what he wrote. The basic principle is this. We are not to live to please ourselves. We are not to live as if we belong to ourselves. And that means several things. It means, first of all, we are not to determine for ourselves what is right or wrong. We give up the right to determine that, and we rely wholly on God's word. We also give up the operating principle that we usually use in daily life. We stop putting ourselves first, and we put first what pleases God and what loves our neighbor. I like that. I think that's well stated and well put. So belonging to God then means that we take on a new sense of priorities and responsibilities. It's no longer all about us. It's all about God, and it's all about our neighbors. By becoming a child of God then, by receiving a new birth certificate, we give up self-will and we embrace God's will. We begin to love God with all of our heart and with all of our soul and with all of our mind, and we begin to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. That's really what it means to belong to God. Thanks be to God, then, for all the things in this life that make us feel that we belong to one another. Those are good things, the things I enumerated at the beginning of the sermon. They help to imbue our lives with meaning and purpose, and there's something to enjoy in this life. But above all of those things, thanks be to God for making us His creatures, and even more, thanks be to God for birthing us into the family of God and giving us a new set of priorities, priorities that align with this new reality. Brothers and sisters, we belong to God. How wonderful! Thanks be to God. Hallelujah and amen.